Kristen.
Case number 10,919, Ken Flacco, north of Route 54, northwest of Campus Back Road, unit lot 97, within Swan King's development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Darrell Greer, 12011 Sun Bottle Court, Bishop Hill, Maryland.
You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
My favorite quarterback there.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I'm here on behalf of Mr. and Mrs. Flacco. They're requesting a variance for the side yard setback, community of Swan Keys. They're requesting a variance due to the nature of the lot size. We believe our request is the minimum that allows them for first floor living. It's a retirement home, and we've put all the secondary bedrooms on the second floor to try to minimize the footprint. We believe our request would enhance the community and does not adversely affect the community in any way.
Okay, let's see here. See, variance for the porch, the garage, and air conditioning.
Is this proposed residence typical of what what is replaced there?
I'm sorry, what is typically replaced in the community?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
In the area?
We've received roughly 20 to 25 of these in the past with the setback.
Okay. Madam Secretary, we have approved these type of this down in that area?
Yes, we have.
Say, these four like this?
Yes,
the same type
have.
Variances? Okay, I just wanted to be sure. Okay, are there questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickards?
The uniqueness of the lot. I'd like to approve case number 10919.
I'm sorry?
I said I'd like to approve case number 10919.
Okay, I got a call for opposite, first for those in favor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the demo bill. Okay.
I like his attitude.
I'm sorry?
I liked his attitude.
That's that's fun. I just want to
like that.
Okay.
Questions?
Yeah, I'm coming to you for questions. Questions?
I know. Everything that I've heard from you addresses the essential character in the neighborhood.
Yes, sir.
There are four other standards. Can you elaborate?
I'm not familiar with the other standards, sir.
Did you fill out the application?
No, sir. I did not. My partner did.
Yeah. He's just the builder.
Oh, there's a copy right up there. It's
okay.
Right
I'm sorry.
Of
sure. Uniqueness of the property. Necessary to the reasonable use would be because of the size of the lot and. Again, allowing first floor living is what we're after for the homeowners because they're getting a little older. It does not impair the, change the community, we feel like, in any way and negatively. Is not detrimental to public welfare. It's the minimum we've been able to work out footprint-wise to, make it the master bedroom on the first floor, which is our goal, along with the other living space. And it's the least amount of modification to the property itself, just to get that one master bedroom on the first floor. Did I hit the one you were after, or what you're after, sir?
That certainly hits uniqueness. You have to address all five standards and convince us that you meet those standards.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
I think your answer to my question earlier that is typical of what has been replaced in that area would probably.
Address
some part of the standards, at least that as far as being developed to be a reasonable in the area for a reasonable square footage for retirement living.
Yes.
You didn't get lucky. I was trying to go through those for you. I think the uniqueness part of it is the 40-foot wide lot size. It was a mobile home park, and now they've made it a GR park to keep away from the 35% lot coverage, which was a problem in the past. And based on all your requirements that you just addressed, I would like to approve case number 10,919.
Okay, let me see. All righty. I got a call for those in favor. And opposed.
I think you need a second to the motion there, Mr. Chairman.
Well, I got to call for it. See those in favor, and then put opposition, and I'm going to call for the second. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none. Okay, I've got a motion to approve case number 10,919. Do I have a second to that motion?
I second, Mr. Chairman, for the same reason Mr. Rickard gave.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,919. Mr. Hudson.
Aye, for I believe it meets the standards for granting the variance.
Okay, Mr. Mills.
I'm not convinced that it does, nay.
Okay, and Mr. Callaway, yes, and for the reasons that has just been stated.
Mr. Chairman, I believe we should get Mr. Rickard and Mr. Workman to state their.
Okay, I'm going to do one now.
I believe the applicant has answered the questions correctly here and convinced me that he has he's met all the requirements, so I would say yes.
Yes. And Mr. Workman?
Yes, he met the standards for granting the variance.
Okay, and as I've stated, so by a vote of 4 in favor and 1 opposed, the case number 10,919 is approved.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to apologize. I was going a little ahead of myself.
That's okay.
There.
That's why I got off. I was trying to go back and catch both of you. I was going to do mine and go back and pick them up, but I appreciate that.
I have to learn parliamentary.
No, that's fine.
Well done with me, sir.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. Yes, sir, you're done. Your case is approved.